Blog Talk Radio. About getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that you could be paying over 80% more for your medications than your neighbors? Would you like to know how you could save up to 89% on your prescriptions? Well, you can visit Canada RX Shop Service Centers right here in Central Florida. Canada RX Shops are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call toll-free 800-967-4582 for the shop nearest you. You can also visit the website at CanadaRxShop.com. Canada RX Shops have a friendly, caring staff that will help you save big on your prescription drugs. There's no hidden fees. Their services do not cost you a penny. You don't have to make a road trip to Canada for Canadian discount prices. Remember, call toll-free 800-967-4582. Start saving bucks on your prescription drugs. Everybody's talking about it. Canada RX Shop is doing it. Call 800-967-4582.
And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host, Jessica. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and joining in our chat room. We are going to be doing something a little different tonight that we think is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing a psychic roundtable, which means we're going to have several different psychics on the show tonight. We have with us tonight Reverend Jay and Susie B, and they're going to be doing a psychic roundtable with us. And what that means is we're going to be able to take a caller, and instead of me just giving my psychic view on what's going on in the life of that caller, we're going to have all of us kind of take a turn and give our perspective. Sometimes the perspectives will be the same. Sometimes they might be a little different, but ultimately the client, the person on the line, is going to get the best read they've probably ever gotten in their life.
That's new and exciting.
Isn't that new and exciting? Yeah. I'm really pumped about it, and we're really lucky because we have two really great people on the line. A lot of people are familiar with Reverend Jay. He's been studying psychic and metaphysics for many years, quantum healing with Sandra Ann Taylor. He's done theta healing with quantum healing and psychic surgery with Margaret Bryant. He's also, by the way, I don't know if you, well, you do know this, he's a certified Reiki master teacher and practitioner. He's independently studied sound healing. As a matter of fact, I'm part of the Sound Healing Association, and that's a great thing. If you ever want to see something really cool, go to the Sound Healers, I think it's called soundhealers.com, but they have this awesome thing where everybody starts doing om and we go through it, and it's all recorded, and they've got this cool screen. It's perfectly free. You should all check it out. It's really, really neat. But he's done a lot. He's taken classes in shamanic practice, and he's performed and assisted in psychic surgeries, repairing muscle tears, hips, eye and lens surgery, and he's been reading cards privately for many, many years. He is an empath, and I think, a lot of folks have heard him call in. They've heard his beautiful Christian music. He has a very healing voice. He's pretty awesome. And then we've got Susie B, and Susie B always comes to us in the chat room, and she's always done such a wonderful job. She's truly a gifted person, and she's one of these people who says, she believes nothing happens by accident, and that it's guidance from Spirit God and from the angels and our own spirit guides that help us all. And she's the first one to say it comes in many forms. She herself says that one of her guides happens to be a golden retriever, and this golden retriever is very, very protective of her. And she says she has a very strong soft spot and empathy for golden retrievers because they're often used as service dogs, which is a wonderful thing, but as she often states, they don't get the experience of that different kind of love that dogs who aren't service dogs get. So that's something that's near and dear to her heart. She says she has had the experience of needing guidance through her life, and it was because of that experience that she decided to seek out guidance on how to connect even further for herself. She always had the ability since a child, but
She wanted to learn how she could connect using spirit guides, using her angels, and how to really hear. You know, as I've often said on the show, everyone hears, but can they actually decipher what's being said?
Right.
You know, angels talk to everybody. Well, it is, and she's been studying that, and she's been working with somebody really good, and she's started doing readings, and she's doing a great job, and I'm really glad that she's going to be on the show tonight. And she says that she's been so blessed by others who helped her as she started on this journey, and now she's ready to help others get through this journey too. And she's just I just always felt that Jay, Reverend Jay, and Susie B have such a strong sense of wanting to help others, you know? And so it's going to be really exciting having them on the show tonight. So if you want to call in and get in on one of those readings tonight, on the roundtable reading, you can dial in at 323-679-0882. Now, there is a little bit of room left in the queue, so please feel free to call that. It's 323-679-0882, and you'll be able to take part in that roundtable where each one of the psychics tonight are going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the life of the caller, and hopefully we'll be able to help you through some problems and maybe, you know, help your journey just a little bit get a little bit better even. How about that?
Yeah, hey, having several people's perspectives, I think that's going to be cool.
It's always exciting. Now, briefly, I want to talk about something we did last weekend. This was kind of funny. I called up Jessica and I said my husband was going to attend with me, and then my daughter wanted to go shopping, and so I said, take her shopping, I'll go. And I called Jessica. I said, there's going to be this wonderful psychic. She's from the UK, and she was giving a workshop on pet mediumship. And you know, I know a lot of you are probably thinking, well, if you're psychic, don't you already do that? Well, the truth is, just like if you have an ability to do math, or you're a doctor, you can always increase your skill set. And for me, it's really important to never think that I know it all, because when you think you know it all, boy, you know nothing, you know? So I'm always constantly reading books, taking workshops, taking classes, taking online classes to just increase what I do and increase my connection to spirit. And so what happened was, I said, do you want to go with this? And she said, sure, I'll go with you. You know, okay.
Yeah, there was my first mistake.
That was your first mistake. So, okay, so we go to Panera's, we do lunch.
Which was fun, but early.
It was early, you know, and we didn't expect. Okay, so we get there, and so we pull into the thing starts at 12:30, right? So we pull into the spot, it's 12:23, and Jessica says to me, we're 7 minutes early. I don't get anywhere unless it's less than 5 minutes. And I said, but you see, that's the difference between you and me. See, Jessica and I are like sisters, so I can say this and she can say this back to me. It doesn't bother either one. I'm telling her, you know, if you want the edge, you go early. You get to meet the person giving the class. You get to introduce yourself. You create a relationship immediately. And she's like, yeah, right. Okay, because, you know, Jessica's so positive. So.
No, I like to kind of stroll in right as the class is starting.
I know, and that's...
you know, it just makes me more comfortable.
I like to be early, meet the person, organize.
Person.
Yeah,
I'm
and
kind
it's...
kind of the fly-in late with papers flying around.
Everywhere. But yet you're more... I think you can be more organized.
I'm very organized.
Yeah, and I'm not, so it just cracks me up. But anyway, so we go in and... You know, in my very bright smile, hi, I'm Jenny, nice to meet you. And what did they say?
And they said, oh, hi.
You're a month early. Now, when I told Jessica it was important to get to places early, I didn't mean
a
month.
That was way too early.
Yeah, I obviously made a mistake with the date. Okay.
It was a month. It wasn't an hour. It was a month.
But I believe there are no mistakes, and it was meant for us to go. And, in fact, what happened?
Well, yes, we got to meet some of the people that are involved in this church.
Spiritual,
and, oh
the
God.
Church of Spiritual Awakening.
Yes.
We met Reverend Mary Hubbard,
yes.
Who was so incredibly
warm. Oh, my God,
warm.
So warm, so sweet.
Didn't you? Okay, I'm going to say this, and tell me if you think I'm nuts, but be honest. When she came up and gave us a hug, but it wasn't a normal, wasn't it like an angel hug?
Yes,
didn't you feel like she just totally embraced you?
Mm-hmm.
Just the neatest woman. Huh?
She was really, really nice and talked to us, got, you know, a little mm-hmm. bit of information from us as to who we are and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And what a warm feeling place.
Oh, my gosh. And they're like, you know what? I'm so glad you're here. Have some coffee, have some cake, use the restroom.
Right.
And we're like, wow, you're all so nice. Can we move in? No, they were really cool. So we're actually, you know, I am a practicing Catholic, and I do go to Catholic church. So I'm going to go to Catholic church with my family Saturday at 5, and then we're going to go to this church Sunday.
We're going to check it out. I've been searching for a church for myself.
Right.
I mean, I'm a Methodist, and I just don't attend regularly because I've been out on my quest to find a church that I feel fits me.
Exactly, and one that is in line with our way of thinking, I think, is certainly helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to understand that you're a Christian psychic.
Right.
People don't always get that, and there's reasons for it, and I think a lot of people have talked about it enough on the show, but I just think it's a cool thing. You know, it's a cool thing.
Cool.
We're
going
to go. We're going to have fun.
And interesting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, now I need to talk about something, and then we're going to go ahead and start our roundtable.
You have to be a knight to be a part of the roundtable.
Uh-huh. Well, as a matter of fact, yes, Susie uses a sword.
Okay.
You know, and Jay wears full metal armor. When he's grocery shopping, I don't know why. But they're going to kill me because I have them both muted right now. So
I can say
all this stuff, and boy, when they get on. Are we going to be in trouble? All right, I want to talk about something a little bit more serious now, something that has happened to somebody that Jessica and I have known and who's has been part of our show and part of our lives here. There is a wonderful couple who the husband had a diagnosis of something called sarcoidosis and ended up going to the hospital. He could no longer work. His wife was doing all the work. His wife worked at a dog rescue, loves pets like many of us do, and actually because four of them were going to get put down, ended up adopting four of those pets so that they wouldn't get put down, has a huge, generous heart. And unfortunately, she was on the way home in the car with her son during one of these horrible storms we had, was passing through Virginia. Her car hydroplaned. It went to the opposite side of the highway and ended up sideways in oncoming traffic, and she got T-boned by a Ford Expedition, doing 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. She has broken 3 vertebrae, 2 ribs, and had a stroke. Her son is okay. They rushed her into surgery. They could not perform surgery because her throat was so swollen. So they've gotten the swelling down. They did the second surgery. Here's the good news. 4 to 6 months of rehab, and they think she's going to be able to go back to work and be okay and be good as new. And the only problem is their finances. She was the only one working, no health insurance. And so I'm actually making a plea on this show. As everyone knows, I have never, ever asked for a cent on this show or even have asked for a donation. But for this couple, I am, and I'm asking because they're good people and good things need to happen to good people.
Right.
And she's going to make it through this. But just to get the ambulance transportation from Virginia back to their home state of Georgia, unaffordable for them at this point. Not to mention the rent and the phone bill and the physical therapy and the meds she needs to take. Yeah. And we all know they're going to get through this, but if you've ever listened to the show and you enjoy what we do, or if we've done a reading for you and you've enjoyed it and it's hit home for you, or if you just want to help a family in need, this is truly a family in need. So I'm going to give you the information now. I'll give it again several more times through the show. But in order to make a donation, you can send it and take out a piece of paper and a pencil to Georgia Bank and Trust, and that is at 4109 Columbia Road in Martinez, Martinez, Georgia, at 30907. And in the lower left-hand corner of the envelope, just write, Attention Philip Cirillo, C-E-R-I-L-L-O. He is the branch manager, and he's accepting all checks. And if you want to make a check out, make it to Lori Muller, L-O-R-I, Muller, M-U-L-L-E-R. And this would be greatly appreciated by them, and it would really help them get through a rough spot. And, you know, you just want to see good things happen to good people. So there you have it. And I will post that in the chat room as well, because this is something that on anybody's worst day would never want to have happen. And I just think it's important for all of us to be able to help when and if we can in these situations. Okay? All right, very good. Now, I think I know what we need to do, Jessica.
Unite to the round table?
I think we do. We have to do it. Are you ready? So you know who we're going to bring on now.
Jay and Susie B.
We're going to bring on Reverend Jay and Susie B. And I think we have them both on the line. Welcome.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're with us tonight. So tell me, I want to know, did you happen to hear about why you are both knights of the round table? You do understand, Reverend Jay, that you do wear a metal armor into the grocery store, right? And Susie?
And I do have my sword.
Okay.
They're ready.
So they're ready and they get it, and I'm thrilled. Okay. If you have any questions before we start, either one of you, let me know, and I will be happy to let everyone else know about it. Do you have any questions before we start?
Nope.
I don't.
Let's get started helping the people.
Let's rock and roll.
Let's do it. Okay, great. I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and take our first caller. Our first caller is calling in from area code 520 with the extension of 234. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Well, Lisa, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called in. What part of the country are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona, very, very good. Now, were you expecting to have a psychic roundtable tonight?
Was I expecting it?
Yes.
No.
I don't think you were, but you
have no idea what it is.
That's right. A psychic roundtable tonight, and what you've been fortunate enough to kind of come upon is we're going to be having three different psychics and empaths actually read for you. And so we're going to let you go ahead and ask your question, and then each one of us is going to go ahead and read for you. How does that make you feel?
Oh, thank you.
That's something different, right?
Well, it is.
It is. There you go. Okay, so do me a favor, and let us know what your first question is.
Okay. There's someone by the name of Jim, and it's not a romantic relationship. And tomorrow I'll be seeing him at work. And in the recent past, he's been very supportive of my work and my position there. And there's been a lot of political office stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And within the last couple of times that I've seen him, he now doesn't talk to me. It's not out of anger, I know that.
No,
but I'm wondering...
Not.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, you were saying.
I'm just wondering, you know, is it going to straighten out? And, you know, is it because he feels pressure? I mean, did they get upset with him for taking a supportive stance toward me?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to first pass this over to Susie B., and I'll let Susie B. answer first. Susie, I'll let you run with this one.
Okay, what I see is that you need to be gentle with yourself and not blame yourself. He was just trying to help you, and I believe that everything is going to be okay, and I believe that that all is going to work out for him.
Okay. And for me as well. I mean, in the way
yes.
that, you know, it just, mm-hmm. I just want.
You need to nurture and love yourself and know that and trust that you will be taken care of.
Okay.
The other thing that I'm going to add to that, if I may, is I feel that something has happened to the security of, did you say his name was Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel there's something's happened to the security of his position, of his job, and so he's reined it in because of that. He's concerned.
Oh.
Someone has spoken to him regarding his position with the company, and so he has reined it in.
Okay.
He's playing it very close to the vest right now. Okay,
that's
and I think that
I'm
has
getting...
a
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm getting the message of releasing any feelings of guilt that you may have and come to some inner peace.
Okay.
Is it my turn yet?
And now, Reverend Jay, yes.
I'm getting the you have a lot of emotions. I think it's related to money, and I think that it is a sever in the work relationship. Not that it's anything against you. I think Dr. Jenny had it right where she said that she felt like it was, you know, he had to rein. I got that it was money. So, and I got that you're, you know, you're more emotional. I don't know. It might be a female thing, but I do see that. Like, I did get where it is a sever in the relationship.
Oh, okay. Well, it's always been professional, but I really appreciated his support. He's really, a dear soul, and I just, I don't have much support when I go in there, and so I miss it.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm getting that emotional thing. So you have to try to remember that it's a work relationship, and you know, it is cutthroat, so he might be under pressure that you don't know about.
Yeah, and I know it's work. I wasn't crossing any boundaries. You know, a simple hello was all we exchanged and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't see why it is. Just I got that it was money because
he was concerned. He's concerned about his finances
right.
as well because he's feeling a little bit threatened in his position. But you know the nice thing, Lisa, that you need to know is that a work relationship, like Reverend Jay said, and a personal relationship are always different. It's nice to feel that you have that enforcement, that backup, that person who's there for you at the office. But also remember that they need that as well. You know, the person above you who's giving you that pat on the back and that motivation, sometimes they need the same thing. And sometimes they're having their insecure moments too. And when they do, they will act differently towards you. So what's, I think, important here, and I think what Reverend Jay was probably referring to, is you were feeling a little bit sensitive to it, and that's because you do appreciate that relationship so much, you know?
Oh, my heavens, yes. It was, I mean, you would just not believe the fallout there. I mean, but it's calmed down for a few months, and
right.
you know, I just want to be able to go in and leave, you know, not encounter what it, you know, the explosion that was going on before.
Can I suggest something to you? Why don't you surround yourself with angels when you go into work and go in with the disposition of your goodness and your kindness, because you really are a nice person, and if you protect yourself, you won't feel the hostility of other people. You know, you won't feel the hostility of the office. And the other thing is, it never ever is wrong to be nice and cordial to people. So, you know, hold your own honor and protect yourself from, you know, what's going on. And that's as easy as just saying, Archangel Michael, please put 1,000 angels around me as I walk through the day at work. Please make all the work that I do happen with ease and with effortlessly, so that I look well and I can advance, you know, or just simple stuff like that will make a difference in your whole attitude at work. And then you won't feel the repercussions of, because there's negativity everywhere, and if you don't protect yourself from it, you kind of get caught in that. So you can still be as lovely as you are because you are a really sweet person.
Amen.
Okay.
Beautifully
okay.
said.
So Dr. Jenny, you see it kind of calming down there overall?
I do see it calming down. Actually, what I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing right now is that you have to manage your stress right now. But when I look on the future, what my vision is for the future is that I'm seeing triumph, which to me means this is going to work its way out. This is just one of those kind of dips in the road, but it goes back up again and everything's going to be fine. So I'm not concerned. Just remember, during this time, like Reverend Jay said, protect yourself with your angels. You'll be fine. But also remember that this is just a little dip in the road. This isn't a major, you know, earthquake, just a little dip. It'll go back up, and your relationship will be intact.
Oh, yay. Well, bless your hearts, all of you. And Dr. Kenny, I'm going to continue calling you. I've been trying to reach you for a private
reading. Oh, really?
Reading.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Call me. I promise you, actually, I have an opening tomorrow, so call me after the show tonight, and I'll try and book it for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, God bless you. Does any of our roundtable have anything else to add?
Just be as kind and lovely as you are, and don't let it affect you.
Thank you, Reverend. And thank
Alrighty.
You, TGD, Dr. Jenny.
Yes, just continue with the releasing any feelings of guilt, and so that you can experience the inner peace at work.
Amen.
Thank you.
Alright. Thank you so much for calling, Lisa.
Thank
I'll talk
you.
To you tonight. Okay, that was wonderful. And now you can all see how our roundtable is going to work. It's very non-threatening. It's always done in a loving way. And we just want to help folks. So go ahead and call us at 323-679-0882, and we'll be able to help you all, too. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller right now. And that caller is calling from area code 805, and 754 is the prefix. So it's 805-754. Hi, you're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey. You know what? For years after I found out it was all because I was an empath that I had all these hooked scars and everything, I did armor on, shields up, swords out, angels dancing all around, dolphins on my crown. Nobody can get into my field. Any energy that's not mine is out of my field and being replaced with everything I see. Now, I've been on a spiritual journey since October, from Indianapolis to Sedona on 11/11, and then throughout, made my way across Arizona to Southern California. Now I'm in Central California, about ready to touch the big rock at Morro Bay. But they came up, because I didn't have a question. I was just going to say, can you tell me the spirit was? The angels lined up as you were talking to the last person and said, you were just to ask, how is your spiritual journey going?
Amazing, wonderful. Now, what's your first name?
I'm Diana. Sorry about that.
Diana,
I just
that's
love
okay.
Anna. Here's a sword, too.
Okay. You sound like you have a lot of energy, Diana.
Oh, well, it just happened.
Okay.
A lot of work. I've been living in my car, and I gave it all up for the calling, but I don't want to give you any more details because I'm just supposed to ask how the spiritual journey is going.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to pass you over to Reverend Jay first, and I'm just going to ask you to speak up just a little bit because I know I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, and I everyone else is as well. So if you could speak up just a little bit more, and then I'll there we go, and I'll let you take this to start with, Reverend Jay.
Okay. Well, here we are, Diana. It's nice to meet you. I am actually using the assistance of some angelic cards, and when I pulled the cards so that I could give you an accurate reading, I have to say that the outcome of your question, how is your journey going to end or be, or was the highest card that you can pull, and of success. So I can tell you that your journey is going to be successful, and I see, you know, that that you're going to go through a couple more experiences. It looks like maybe three more that are going to be pivotal in your journey, and then the fourth is going to be completion, and it's going to be well celebrated.
Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Jay. Reverend Jay. That's wonderful.
Yes, it is wonderful.
Wow.
And should we pass it over to Susie B. now?
Okay, Diana. Well, I am passing the information off to you from Archangel Michael. He is, and I'm picking up that it is because of your wonderful energy that it looks as though that you have been called to be in healing and doing some healing work.
All my life.
Okay, so
I was born under Archangel Michael. Yes, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. Of course, yes.
Yeah, so this is something that you I feel that you need to consider developing further, since the message is coming right from him.
Yes. Always developing my means of healing.
Very good.
For my children, I had to be a registered nurse, but I had to leave the allopathic because it was bothering my spirit, the things you have to do in the hospital. And I did that, and I gave it all up for the calling, and I'm doing the healing right now. I got the naturopathic degree, too. And I got board certified holistic, but it got too much attention to get the degree from people like, you know, those like quack watch doctors who like to make sure you can't make any money and put out flyers and all that. Well, I'm done with the spiritual warfare of all of that. The ego's gone. Everything's gone. And, yeah, I'm getting into the real healing, the 5D, 6D healing.
Very good. I think that's a good path for you to be on. And just keep on trying to educate yourself because you can never have enough of knowledge.
Oh, yes, I know that. Always studying. Thank you. Man, you two are wonderful. Ken, Jenny, I've never talked to you, Jenny. Can you beat that?
I will tell you, I don't want to beat that. They're two fantastic readers. I will contribute that I see Archangel Ariel surrounding you. And I feel really strongly about this because she helps bring harmony, even the most chaotic situations. And I feel that sometimes, like, that's something that needs to be brought to certain situations that surround you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I always called Ariel into my sword before I went to work. Oh, yeah, working in a hospital these days is real chaos. So I would always have my tuning forks and call Ariel into my sword, along with Raphael and Michael, you know, and many others.
Beautiful.
So glad you reminded me.
Yeah, very, very good. And know that Ariel is also considered the Lion of God. And again, angels don't have genders, but I assign a male gender to Ariel. When he's near you, you'll often see a kind of a golden light or feel the presence of almost a lion. And I kind of feel that he's deeply committed to healing and protecting. He has a deep healing and protecting nature. So I feel that that's probably why he works beside you. And I feel that you often feel like you have to protect your patient from the environment that they're in, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
I would different angels stay at every patient's bed. Because I was a night shift worker, people get worse at night. And it helped me tremendously just to be able to last as long as I did. I nursed for 30 years. But I am a natural healer, so I do have to get into the natural healing realm. And I saw two lions today, so you're absolutely right.
Oh, fantastic. That's
you
wonderful. Well, listen,
so
I hope this has been good for you, then. Alrighty,
I was deeply into the religion of Jesus. I was seeing Jesus as a small child, too. And then people would always, what do you want to be when you grow up? Like Jesus.
Well, there you go.
I rejected.
There you go. Beautiful. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. God bless
you.
Feel free to stay on the line.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Blessings and love.
We're going to take just a few minutes as a group here to kind of clear, and then we'll be back in just a few short minutes, okay?
You know, as we mentioned earlier in the show, there's a wonderful couple out of Georgia who's fallen into some really hard times.
Yep.
The husband suffered a disease called sarcoidosis. He was unable to work. He was able to get benefits through his VA, but his wife, who is a wonderful person and works at dog rescues and actually to prevent four dogs from being put down, now has four dogs in her home. Well, she was coming back from visiting her family, and unfortunately there was a horrible accident in Virginia. The car hydroplaned. It ended up in the opposite lanes of the highway, and she was then T-boned by a Ford Expedition going 70, 80 miles an hour. She has three broken vertebrae, two broken ribs. She suffered a stroke. She's a good person. These folks have fallen on hard times. And as I've said earlier in the show, you know, I don't ever ask for money for anyone on this show. I certainly don't ask for money for what we do on this show. We do it out of the goodness of our hearts because we enjoy doing it. We want to help people. And what I'll say is if you've ever enjoyed anything you've heard on the show or if we've ever done a reading that's worked out for you and you've been happy with it, I'm going to ask you if you can find it in your hearts to make a donation to this couple because this is a time they really need a donation. They have to be able to, anticipating to travel back from Virginia to their home state of Georgia, and the only way that they can do that is through some type of ambulance transport, which is also not covered. She worked for rescues and did not have any kind of health insurance, and so she's in a bad way. They've done surgery, as I've said, and they do anticipate a full recovery in 4 to 6 months, but she will not be able to work. In the meantime, no one's there to pay the rent or the electric or the medications or the physical therapy or even the transport from the hospital back to home. So if you could all dig deep and find it in your hearts to make a donation to this couple, an account has been set up at the Georgia Bank and Trust, and I'm going to ask you all to get out your paper and a pencil right now. And once again, I don't normally do this, but I am asking for this couple, if anyone can find it in their heart to make a donation, I know it would be incredibly appreciated by this couple. Donations can be sent to the Georgia Bank and Trust, and the address is 4109 Columbia Road, that's C-O-L-U-M-B-I-A Road, in Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, Georgia, 30907. On the outside of the envelope in the lower left-hand corner, put the branch manager's name, Philip Cerillo, C-E-R-I-L-L-O. And on the inside, if you're sending cash, just put a note and put for deposit into the account of Lori Muller, or you can write a check payable to Lori Muller, and on the back, put for deposit only. These donations are greatly appreciated. These two people are good people with big hearts who have truly fallen on hard times through no fault of their own. In this case, it was really the wrong place at the wrong time. And the most important thing, she's going to get back to full health and full recovery. And it's a good time to do a good deed for some good folks. And we'll put this information up in the chat room. But once again, Georgia Bank and Trust, 4109 Columbia Road, Martinez, Georgia, 30907. Lower left-hand corner of the envelope, put attention, Philip Cerillo. He's the branch manager. And if you're sending a check, put for Lori Muller, M-U-L-L-E-R. I know it'll be greatly appreciated, and I know I can count on the people who listen to this show each and every week to do whatever they can, whatever little bit they can, will be greatly appreciated by these folks. Thanks.
And you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I know that's such a downer to hear that, but rather hear it than having to live it, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So yeah. That's what's really important. Absolutely. And you know what I think we should do, Roundtable? Should we take another caller?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, let's do it. Okay, here we go. We're going to bring on the next caller. And this caller is calling in from 229 with a prefix of 516. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're very, very welcome. What's your name?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Well, hi, Melvin. It's a pleasure to have you on the phone.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was calling to see I'm having a bit of financial struggle trying to get back in school. I hope I can get back in by this month to finish up my 8 classes. I'm also having financial issues, you know, with bills and things, and I just wanted to see what you guys can tell me about that tonight, please.
Well, I'm going to start out this one, if I may. Melvin, I'm going to say something very odd that just is flashing across my mind, and I don't know why. I see a lot of cars surrounding you. Did you work in the car industry? Do you work in the car industry? Why would I see that?
I don't know. Well, I know I'm driving right now, a lot of cars around me.
Okay. That'll answer it.
Work.
There you go. There you go. I just see a lot of cars
driving
around you.
Right.
Okay. The one thing I'm going to tell you is that I feel like you understand that things are going to be tight for you between now and when you get to the completion of this classwork. I know that you've been kind of working off of a little bit of generosity of others. Is that correct? And trying to get this done?
Oh, yeah. I've been diligently trying to get it taken care of, trying to make sure I get a loan because I'm out of default now, so... I hope that I can be able to get a loan now, a personal student loan or something, to finish up.
But
these
I do
classes.
See that. I see that there's some kind of financial aid that's going to come your way to help you complete these classes. The other thing that I'm seeing here is I'm seeing a child. Now, do you have a child, or is there a young one that just holds you in very high regard?
Well, I do have kids, but my youngest one is like 20 years old.
Mm-mm.
But my daughter just had a little baby, and my son's wife just had 2 twin boys.
Okay.
And my other son just had a little girl, his wife.
It's a little girl that I'm seeing. It's a little girl. And I believe it was your daughter just had a daughter. Is that correct?
My daughter just had a son. But my
okay.
other son just had a daughter.
That's the one. That's the one. It's a little girl. There's going to be a special bond, a special connection created between the two of you. I just feel it, and they're showing me that right now, and I just want to share that with you because that's special. That's something that goes beyond classes, beyond anything else, because a special bond like that is created from true love. So that's a special thing for you, and it's going to be a very special thing for her. She's going to be very proud of you because she's going to know that you worked hard complete this coursework, and I know that you can do this. So I'm going to tell you, hold on, don't give up, don't quit turning those stones. That money will become available somehow, some way, but you need not give up, okay?
Oh, yeah, I won't. Definitely, I won't. No, ma'am. Because the semester starts on the 17th of this month, and if I can take half of them, 4 classes this fall and finish up in the spring where I can graduate.
Fantastic. I truly believe that you're going to get to the end of this and you're going to be able to do what you need to do. But I need to say this. You may have to take one extra class. I see that before you can graduate, before you get your degree. I just see that happening. So keep that in mind, but I do see it happening. Do not give up till it does. And I'm going to pass this over now to Susie B. Susie, what do you see?
For Melvin, I see, to add on to what Dr. Ginny has said, I absolutely see a favorable outcome. You're not seeing it right now, but the whole the financial end is already divinely guided, and it is going to be coming for you.
Yes.
Very
okay.
Good.
Is there a deadline, a timeline, or something that may be popping up? Will I get in there before classes start this month?
Susie, do you want to take that?
Go ahead, Dr. Ginny.
Okay, I was going to, and then I will pass it on to Reverend Jay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
We have you, Reverend Jay.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready? Oh, you're going to pass them on to me. I thought you,
yes.
I thought you were going to answer.
No, I think Susie B. was finished, so I was going to let you finish then.
Okay. Well, Melvin, what I got is very similar to Dr. Jenny. I do see a successful outcome. That's what I got. I don't have a timeline. I do see that it is going to be a refreshing new break or a new start. So if you stick with it, I think that the money, like Dr. Jenny said, will be available. And I really feel like you're going to finish, just like Dr. Jenny said.
Okay, yeah. Because I will be the first one to graduate from my family out of 10. I'm the 10th child. And I decided to go back to get a bachelor's degree in middle grade education to teach social studies. And I'm also a football coach because I just recently talked to the head coach to try to see can I get a coaching job. But he told me that they're pretty much full right now. So I don't know if he's going to change his mind and call me back or what, but I love coaching. I love working with kids. I do believe that's my calling.
Yeah, I believe that they enjoy working with you as well.
Yes, ma'am.
And I believe that you're going to, I don't think that you're going to get in at the start of the season. There's a possibility that you'll be called in mid-season to do some work. Not quite the capacity that you wanted to get called in, but you've got to get your foot in the door somewhere.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I see mid-season that might be happening. Go ahead, Reverend Jay.
I also got to just ask Archangel Michael to help you with the situation. Just call on him. He's an archangel, and he has a whole army of angels at his call to help and assist. And a lot of times we don't call on our angels. But I did get a strong message that said, you know, call on Archangel Michael for you.
Okay. Because I did make a list of all my archangels, and I asked them, you know, basically what I'm asking you all tonight about my need with finances and abundance and just helping me get through this process with school where I can move forward in a career. Because I work at a hospital at night. And it was a mental hospital here in Georgia. I love my job, but it's just kind of stressful a little bit with the employees, you know. You know, I don't like the way they, you know, treat some of the clients, but I try to just do my best there. I've been there, you know, at night. But I do have a list that I have written down for my angels, and I called on all my angels, our angel Gabriel and Timothy and Metatron, I call all of them. I've written down their names and what I need help with. So I hope you got the message.
Really good. I'm hearing Archangel Michael wants to hear from you, so make sure that you include him, you know, at the forefront.
Oh yeah, he's the first angel I called on, Archangel Michael.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
well,
yes, sir.
That's what I was getting. So maybe you are and doing it, and that's you, just keep it up then.
Yes, sir. Okay. Is any is any unexpected money or check coming my way in the next couple of days or week or whatever?
Okay, I'm looking at it, and I got something that said that there's a possibility. You know, it doesn't say that it's absolutely going to happen, but I actually pulled a card, and it was a positive card. So, you know,
I'm getting the same thing.
You can manifest, you know, and that manifesting is a possibility for everyone that's listening. You know. Just believe it, own it, know that you're getting it, and it will come.
Yeah.
Yep, I got a positive message as well. God is in charge.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, okay. Yeah, because that's what I've been doing. I've been just really saying, there's a check in the mail. And when I check my mail, I go and it doesn't be there. I say, well, it's still coming. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just, I just constantly keep saying it. There's a check coming for me in the mail within a week or two.
That's right. You've got to picture it, and it's going to come.
Amen. Okay. You manifest it, and it happens.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Melvin.
You're so very
Thank
welcome.
Thank you, Melvin.
God bless all, right. all of you all. So
blessing
much.
To you, Melvin.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Well, he was a delightful caller, wasn't he?
Yes,
he was.
Yeah, we love callers that you can just tell are coming from a good place. You know, anyone listening, I think, could tell, even without any kind of intuitive or empath abilities, would agree that this gentleman works very, very hard and has tried to better his life, and he's a good soul, you know, truly a good soul.
Good things are going to come to Melvin because he's believing and he's manifesting. Right, Jay?
Absolutely.
I totally believe it. I saw that he's going to be successful in his endeavor. And I believe, you know, it's all about, you know, staying on your path and believing what you're doing is correct and your manifestations will happen. I used to, every time I went to the mail, I was like, I know they're delivering a box of money. I know they are.
Jay has manifested many things in faith and believing and just drawing it to himself, and he's a perfect example of that.
Right. Yeah. Well, he is, actually. And he lives it, he speaks it, he sleeps it, and because of it, Jay wouldn't be where he is right now if it wasn't for his ability to manifest and his faith and his belief in spirit. Correct, Jay?
I am living proof.
He really is.
he really is. And besides that, he makes awesome pork dishes, I will say. He does. we're still talking about it, Jay. I'm sorry. We just enjoyed it so much. All righty. We're going to go ahead and take another caller now because we've got a few you know, in the queue for sure, and we want to try and get to as many as we can. I've got caller on 732-940 prefix. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. This is Dee.
Well, hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and I am so thrilled that you got through on the queue tonight.
Yay, yes, I got through, yes.
You did, and I won't tell anybody who you are in the chat room, but you're a chat room regular, and I'm thrilled because we haven't spoken in many months.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled to hear your voice, and because of that, I'm going to let you ask your question, and I'm going to pass it over to Reverend Jay first. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Reverend Jay. Reverend Jay. Well, of course, most women, if they're not married, want to know about the love life, but also just what you see in general, just a general reading for me as far as work seems to be going well and it's going fine, you know, so I'll just be quiet.
Just talk a little bit more because I was just getting in on your voice.
Oh, okay. Talk a little bit more.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay. D from New Jersey.
It's D from New Jersey. Single, never married, no children. A lot of friends and family.
What I got for you is look out. There's a new beginning in your love life.
New beginning.
Yes.
Okay.
Routine or a breakthrough or a rebirth. And it looks like it's going to be exciting and I think you're ready. How do you feel?
Yes, I think I am.
Well, I kind of picked up that you were. I'll give you a couple hints on what I feel that men want. They want their egos fed and they want their tummies fed.
Okay.
And the ego, I'm saying, like, you know, recognize the things that he does that are nice, you know, like
right.
He out the garbage. I'm not saying bloat his ego so that he's a maniac.
Oh, but you're going to feed him, keep feeding him, right?
You don't want to feed him too much, Alexa.
You don't want to feed him too much. I know his head will swell. And he can't get in the door, right. Get in his car if he thinks he's Superman.
Amen.
So you really
but just enough, just gentle
yeah.
stroking.
Right.
Positive
just
reinforcement.
Honor him, you know, like respect him. Don't and never
right.
insult and never, you know, call names and never. Even when you're angry and stuff, just take breath, you know.
Right.
Take big breaths and think, you know, this is somebody who I really care about. Let's look at this maturely, and you can resolve any situation without actually even getting angry.
Right.
Especially because it's somebody who you intend to love or you do love, you know. So,
right.
The other thing is food is really important for men. They, in order, you know, they're willing to work their butt off for a home cooked meal, and having, you know, not that you have to cook every meal home cooked, you know, that's where
yeah.
you're gonna, by stroking him, you'll be able to talk him into dinners out and movies and whatever you're interested in. But and, you know, the big S word, which I'm not even going to go there. We all know that they need that, too. So, you know, always be the vixen.
Be the vixen, but
that's
keep your value. Be a vixen with value, though. I mean,
right.
A vixen
right.
with value.
Yes. A vixen
well,
with value.
I just meant, you
now,
know.
I have to say, you're talking to Reverend Jay, so you know he's always got values. I promise you that.
Yeah, that's what I picked up just from hearing him in the seeing him in the chat room earlier, and when he's called in. Yeah, you know. So
right, right, exactly. So
yeah, well,
and it's good advice, Jay. I really like what you're saying because I think
yeah.
it's something that not only applies to Dee but to a lot of our listeners tonight as well.
Mhm. Yeah, very helpful. Thank you, Jay.
Great. So then I'll pass it on.
Okay, let's pass it on to Susie B.
All right,
okay.
Susie B.
Okay. I have for you that you need to keep an open mind because it may be somebody that you are not even expecting.
Mm, okay.
That's the message that I got there.
Okay,
so
good.
Look right, look left, look under the table.
All right. Someone I least expect.
Right.
Like a
somebody
snake.
That you least expect. That's right. It may be somebody that you'd never look to consider before.
Okay.
And I'm going
so
if Susie's done, are you done, Susie B?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to say that the one thing that pours out of you from every fiber of your being is your strong spiritual convictions. I just feel it. Whenever I speak with you, and I feel it now as I'm talking to you, you just have this energy that pours off of you. It's actually, frankly, very angelic. I know that the energy that you put off is not one of that judges other people. You are not a gossiper. You are not. You truly care for the betterment of mankind, and I
yeah.
love that about you. And it's so fantastic. The one thing I will say is that you still define yourself by your job, and your job should not define who you are because
okay.
you're so much more than your job. Do you know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Yes, that's
okay.
a point well made. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so I feel very, very strongly that I just want so badly for this next step to happen sooner. But I also know that it has to be in God's time and not
right.
my time.
Exactly.
And I know what Reverend Jay and what both Susie B are saying, and I agree with both of them. I do see something coming on the horizon, and I know it's so close you can almost reach out and grab it. You can almost reach out and grab his hand. That's how close this man
wow.
is that's coming on your horizon, but he's just not there yet. So have
okay.
a little bit more patience, and I promise
okay.
you it will come to pass, okay?
It will come to pass. So it's not the person I'm visiting this weekend. Or
I'm not saying that it's not. I'm not saying that it's not, actually.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that. The reason why I'm not going to say that is, you know, and I've said this to many a caller over the years, the angels are never going to say, that's the one. And do, you know, give him the blessing and put the sign of the cross on the forehead. Not going to happen.
Right.
Angels will not affect your free will. And because of that, they'll never say he's the one.
Right.
I do think it's good that you're doing what you're doing, what your plans are for this weekend. They're positive, and it's moving you along your life's journey the way you're supposed to. You're no longer in the middle of that lake. You know what I'm saying? Keeping your head just above water. So this is a good thing, and I want you to keep doing this.
Okay.
But Reverend Jay is right. It's just on the horizon. I see it coming, too. So just hold on. And soon you'll be calling in telling us that you have met the most wonderful man. And
wonderful man. I look forward. I look forward to that call.
Yes,
in God's timing. Yes, in God's timing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You'll have to call in and tell me what you made for dinner.
Yes. Well, people say family and friends say that I'm a good cook, you know. So, and it's not sofa lasagna and hamburger helper. Although those are not bad. Those are not bad, really. But no, it's a little more authentic than that.
Okay. I bet it is. I offered to cook tonight, and my husband decided to save everybody and said, let's go out to eat. So I don't know. it's not my forte. That's all I'll say.
Well, we all have our fortes and specialties. So you have yours in helping others. So that's wonderful.
There you go. Thank you for that. Dee, thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
Thanks,
thank
everyone.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye. Love.
Bye. I'll keep you posted. Bye-bye.
Okay. All righty. Beautiful. Dee is a regular in our chat room. Again, won't say who she is, but she's a delightful person, and I'm really glad that she was in there. I'm going to go ahead and take another caller here. It looks like it's area code 919 with a prefix of 665. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us,
it's
how
Sarah.
Can we help you tonight? Oh, it's Sarah. Very good, Sarah. Tell me, where are you calling from tonight, first of all?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, beautiful. And how can we help you tonight?
I just want to get a general reading.
Just a general reading, okay. Let's see, I think we had...
question I might have is I do have a case with the Department of Labor where I was not paid overtime, and I'm wondering if that's
going to come about.
Come through, because there's a statute of limitations with a year left on it.
Oh, okay.
And they
say
they're backed up.
Well, but as long as you've reported it within the statute of limitations and it's an open case, does it still have that statute of limitations attached to it, the 1 year?
They tend to say that, but they say we'll probably get in, but we're not really sure. We can't promise anything.
Well, I will tell you, the greasy wheel, you know, gets the squeaky wheel gets the grease. A greasy wheel would just fall off, and that wouldn't be a good thing. So it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. But I'm gonna just kind of jump in here with
this. I do have a case number. They said that was the case number.
That's the critical part. And I
do see
that you're going to get
it from my state to New York is where they passed it to.
Okay. And is that because it's the home state of the company?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where it's domiciled. Okay. What I'm going to tell you is that you are going to see some financial remuneration out of that. I do see something coming out of that. I can't give you an amount per se right now, but I do see something coming out of that. Okay? And that's kind of important. The other thing that I'm going to tell you is that you're building confidence in whatever you're doing now, and that's important. And I'm also seeing some healthier eating habits that have just recently been established, correct?
That's right.
Okay, now tell me why the pause. I'm a little confused in something here because I'm just seeing an absolute pause in exercise. But is that true?
No, I did an exercise video today.
I'm wondering why I'm seeing that pause because that's I'm hesitating.
Pause yesterday.
Okay. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it because they're just showing me just a momentary pause.
Yeah.
There's one other thing I want to mention to you, and then I'm going to pass it over to Reverend Jay. The angels are actually kind of knocking me in the head, and I hate it when they do this. And I almost hesitate to say this, but they're telling me you need to forgive yourself because you've been beating yourself up the last few days over something. Is this true? You have been.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, probably a couple things.
Okay. All righty. You realize that you can't control everything that's going on in life. You realize that, right? I mean, you can control.
I can't control anything, and I hate it.
But you know what? If you put it, I know you're a strong, strong spiritual person. If you put it in God's hands and you keep your faith strong, you know all things with God are possible, correct?
That's right, yes.
Okay. So you know that any of these minor roadblocks that you're having right now, any of these things that you're beating yourself up for, really you were not the cause of. Therefore, you should not be paying the price for it in that guilt and that beating yourself up. You got to stop, you know. You really do. Because you don't deserve that. There's no reason why you should be beating yourself up. Okay? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pass it off to Reverend Jay now.
Okay. Well, at first you said you wanted a general reading, so I didn't actually hone in anything on the employment or on the income from the labor board or whatever that was. But as a general reading, I got a little bit of what Dr. Jenny just connected on, where, you know, you have to validate your self, because you are doing things. I got that you're doing, like, heroic things or things that are, you know, really measurable, and I got that you are in the midst of a new change that's coming. It's I don't know how far off, because I can't really tell time, and I can on my watch, but then with my watch I can say it's 10 after 9. But it says. The other thing that I got was explore your options. There's something that's on the verge of happening for you. I don't know what it is. Are you looking for a new venture?
Yeah, and I'm also looking at a large renovation.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. It's because it's like a new venture or something's changing, and so I feel like the other thing is I feel like it's positive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the explorer options thing to me says, you know, don't be set in concrete. You know, there might be a better solution, or there might be a less expensive solution, or something that's just as nice that's cost effective.
Right.
Okay, so.
That would be good.
Right. So just remember
that.
Yeah,
I'm hesitant to move forward with anything until, especially in this economy.
Right. Well, I think that's why. Well, then you have time to explore your options. You know, the more prepared you are with knowledge, the easier a situation will, you know, the easier you go through it. Because we're all experiencing stuff, so what we're doing is we're going through an experience. So, you know, really just explore your options and be open to other alternatives.
Right.
And I'll put it on now.
Okay.
Thank you. Susie B.
Okay, what I was picking up on is Sarah's original focus of her question. And you know how you go into places, you know, a service counter or cashier or some place where you need to take care of business, and you just happen to hit on the right person, and this person is the person to help you.
Right.
I feel like that. If you were to do this, I feel that this person you'll connect with very well, and you'll be able to get the help that you need. I feel like that you'll get the support that you need. It's that one person for some support that's going to be able to help push this through for you.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying I should reach out to that person?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Tell them your situation, and I feel that this person is going to be able to help you get this all through and taken care of.
It's funny because I might have called that person tonight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great job.
Pretty good.
There you go.
That's sometimes how the way that things happen. I experienced that in my own life. So I really feel that that's a strong message for you.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Very good. Wonderful job.
And I will say the angels were looking after me this week because a car was an inch from hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the angels
stopped
it.
Did you call out to Archangel Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I know so many people that have been in similar situations. And truly, I mean, there's some wonderful stories if you go to the library or to the bookstore where people have just, you know, at just that last second called out to Archangel Michael and or literally cars have been lifted up and moved out of the path of the way of other oncoming traffic. So that's pretty amazing.
The other person never got out of their car. They rolled their window down and said, "Are we good?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Praise the Lord." And I
said, "We're good. Really? How old are you and are you single?"
No, I didn't say that.
What really is amazing that we have our
different
own,
angel.
It's amazing that we have our own, we do have the power within us to invoke the help that we need. All we have to do is ask for it.
Right, and most people don't.
That's right.
And
most
it's
people
important
don't even
to think
to ask.
Yeah. Yes.
So thanks for sharing that. All right. I want to thank you for calling in, Sarah, and we really appreciate it. And please feel free to stay on the line and listen to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care now.
Sure.
God bless.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. That was a wonderful read, everybody. I really like that. That had a really good feel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go ahead and take another caller if my round table still has some energy left.
I do.
Yeah.
Let's
do it. Let's get to it. Here we go. The next caller that I'm bringing into the queue, they're next in line. They're from area code 440 with a prefix of 255. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello.
Caller.
Hello.
Well, hello. What's
Sorry,
your name?
Sorry, that phone is not working, so I just changed phones. But thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Cleveland area, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Very, very good. Wonderful. And as you know, we're having our psychic roundtable tonight. So you're getting three for the price of nothing. Because we're
all right.
That's a deal, I'll tell you what. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it off to Susie B. first. I'm trying to rotate it as we go around. We'll start Susie B. first. And caller, please, what's your first name?
It's Marianne.
Marianne. Well, Marianne, tell us what we can do for you tonight.
All right. Probably my most burning question. Work is good. It's insane. It's too much work. So I'd love to know when it's going to slow down. But probably my most burning question is in the area of a relationship. And if you see something coming and when and anything else you might be able to share.
Okay.
I could go first. Because I kind of picked up already that there's something right there. You're very, very close to a relationship. I picked it up right away. I don't. Do you have somebody that you have in mind?
No, not at all. Not anybody. Not even any good prospects in the picture. So.
Because I immediately picked up that there was like the situation is already resolved, that, you know, the angels have heard you, or that, that, you know, actually I thought maybe you had somebody in mind already.
No.
I got that feeling. So, well, have you defined what you want in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. So, did you make it so stringent that no man will meet those needs?
Oh, I love it.
Hopefully not.
Well,
I didn't make it that explicit.
You know, a lot of women have these, you know, they put the parameters up in it. They're like, I really feel like somebody's right here in your life already that you're not either seeing or recognizing, and that it might be because you've put limitations on what you desire. You know,
okay.
That they're so that's why. Do you think that you, I mean, how detailed is your list?
It's not very detailed. I mean, you know, it's got some general parameters.
Okay, well.
But it's also when I trust the angels that they know what I'm looking for and they will find the perfect match.
Right. You want what's in your best and highest interest.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I get that. So it doesn't sound like you're being too stringent. So what I would do is make a circle around and start, you know, doing a 360 all the time, because somebody's right there.
Okay.
That you're overlooking.
Okay.
Or that's, you know, within, you know, reach is how I feel.
All
right. So I'll let Susie go on, or Dr. Jenny, because that's what I got right away, and I really wanted to tap right in and let you know.
Great. Thank
you. I'm going to go ahead here, Marianne, and say this. You know, I think every one of us at some point or another, when faced with a certain situation, we feel that kind of like defeated feeling. Because I feel right now like you're not defeated, but yet you feel slightly defeated. Like, why has he not come? I know I'm putting my faith in God and I'm waiting, but, you know, he's not coming. And frankly, you just want to speed up time. You want a time machine so you can speed it up, right?
Yes.
And you can have that perfect guy.
You've been listening to my conversations, have you?
I understand that, and I get it. And I will say this. Whatever a predicament that any of us get in, don't ever estimate the extent of God's love and the expanse of his grace, which means that, you know, no matter what's going on, no matter how long this is taking, he knows, you know, we can ask for it to happen right away, but he's going to make it happen when it's going to be perfect, because his timing is always divine.
Yeah.
And so I will tell you that, as Reverend Jay has said, the man will come, because I, too, see the man coming into your life. And here's one of the reasons I'm going to tell you I see this, and this is going to sound really odd, but some of my listeners are going to go, well, gosh, but I have to say this. You don't have a whole lot of baggage. You don't have a whole lot of crazy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Actually, it's funny, because I've been told that I'm really very low maintenance.
That's what I'm sensing. You know, like zero, and like, so like, you're just such a catch, and it just, it hasn't happened. And I often refer to the puzzle pieces. Your puzzle piece has not been snapped in yet, but once it is, the rest of it is all going to come to play, and everything's going to be perfect. So don't worry.
Okay.
Trust in divine timing, and it will come. And now I'll pass it over to Susie B and see what she saw.
I'm getting self-esteem. I'm getting that you just need to really just step up your self-esteem.
Okay.
Because you do have much to offer someone. You just need to have the confidence.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting, and then he'll come along.
All right.
So you are a very wonderful catch. Like Reverend Jay says, just open up your recipe book and
Yeah, I was going to say he's inspired me to start cooking again.
Yay, because that is really a trick. One thing, though, is that Dr. Jenny said that it didn't resonate with me, and she said, you're waiting, and I hope you're not waiting. I hope that if you're looking for love and seeking love, you really have to do that. It's not a want. It's just be open, and you don't have to actually be waiting. Waiting is saying that you're not thinking it's coming. Know he's coming. Know that you're ready. You know, you're ready. Know you're ready. Like you said, make the meals that you're going to practice those meals because he's going to be hungry.
Okay.
And, you know, he's going to be a provider.
That's right. And Marianne, if you want to practice and freeze some and then send them on to Florida, we'll taste test them for you. Not a problem. Okay.
Send you guys a bakery tray. How's that?
We would love that.
Me
we would. Yeah, we'd have to fight Reverend Jay off to be able to get some because we'd have to have a big coffee party is what we're going to do. There you go. All right, Marianne.
Well, thank all three of you.
I hope it's been helpful.
Yes, you have.
Thank
you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. God bless. Now, she's a delightful caller, wasn't she?
Definitely is.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, that's great.
She's going to start cooking, which really is a secret. It is a secret to true happiness.
Now,
it is.
If anybody wants to practice on Dr. Jenny's family, I think that they'd very much appreciate it.
They're in need of a good home-cooked meal. Because they don't know how to turn. No, my children know how to turn on the oven, and somebody asked my daughter, who is she's 16 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had to ask you that. Said no, I know she's 16,
scary.
But somebody said to her, "Why are you such a good cook?" And she looked at them and she said, "Simply survival." That's not one of the rooms I excel in, and I'll just leave it at that. I just don't excel in the kitchen. Yes, I do.
Well, Dr. Jenny has many blessings in other areas, I'll say.
Thank God for that.
it's not the only requirement. And somebody said in Georgia said in the chat room, she says, "What if the man's a good cook?" Well, I'm a good cook myself. But I have to say that there's something about having a woman prepare a special meal for you, even if they don't make it themselves. You could go out to the store and, you know, or to a restaurant and get all this stuff and bring it home and prepare this romantic dinner. And, you know, that effort is so amazing or can be so special that, you know, it will, you know, it melts a man, you know, to think that, wow, look at all that she's done and it's for me.
It's absolutely true. You know, when I first met my husband and we were dating and I would go over and cook at his house and I don't know how to cook. I made soup and I put bananas and grapes in it. I have no truly he actually ate it, God bless him. But I finally realized, well, okay, I really don't know how to cook. I don't care to learn how to cook. It's just not me. So I would buy things and then I would bring it over there and then I would bang around in the kitchen and I truly once even put some flour on my face and made it look like I cooked and brought it out and he was so impressed. He knew the entire time I didn't cook, but he just loved the fact that I made such a huge effort to make it look like I did. And it's kind of been this big joke between the two of us. And it wasn't too long after that we got married, and at the time I owned a little business in town, and I'd gone home early to make dinner, and my husband was at the business, and he turned to the girl that was working, and he saw the fire trucks go by. He said, "Uh-oh, my wife is cooking." And let me tell you, they were coming to my house. I caught my kitchen on fire, and I did. I was making Wiener Schnitzel. My husband's German, of course. Every decent, you know, woman married to a German man has to make Wiener Schnitzel. So I took a 5-pound box of baking soda, and I took this kind of like grease fire, and I didn't open the box. I threw the box at it. But let me tell you what happened. The flames burnt through the box, and then the baking, yeah, came out all over it, and it was fine, and the fire was out. So by the time the fire engines got there, I came out, and I said, it's fine, it's good, you know, thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, it, you know, all I'll say is that thank God God gave me other blessings. That's all I'm going to say. And Jay's never going to let us cook for him.
I'm going to say.
So there you go. My goodness.
Well, you know what? It's the thought behind the kind actions. So if your intentions were to deliver a good dinner and you put all the effort into planning it and serving it and the atmosphere is beautiful, you just put the thought into all of that. That is just about, I would have to say, as equal to if you had put the love in the meal yourself.
I want to say one thing. Hamburger Helper is actually a really great meal. Just add some fresh vegetables to it. You know,
really?
Like put fresh broccoli in it or put, you know, some green peppers in it. Green peppers or, you know, fresh vegetables, and you'd be surprised what just a little bit of that does to make regular old Hamburger Helper special.
I don't think I've ever eaten Hamburger Helper before in my life.
Well,
what does that taste like?
It's
I love Hamburger Helper. Come on.
Really?
Hamburger Helper, yeah, it comes in
I have never
flavors.
Had Hamburger Helper in my life. I don't
easy hamburger.
Are
box
you
privileged?
Wow, you have
together magic.
You don't have
really?
Hamburger Helper?
Well,
yes.
Okay, apparently I crawled out from under a rock because I never had it.
Okay.
So
maybe we should take Dr. Ginny on a trip to the grocery store.
Yeah, that would probably help, right?
I can't find anything. I don't know where anything is in the grocery store. Half the time I have to send my kids. It's terrible. Listen, if it's not a reservation or a number to a restaurant, I can get to any restaurant in town, I can tell you. I mean, we all see me. I can eat.
She can make a reservation.
I can make a reservation so quick. I've got more restaurants on speed dial on my phone. It's amazing. So I manage. Let's just say I manage.
I will
okay?
make you some Hamburger Helper.
Okay, good. So when?
He won't like it, but I can make it for you.
Yes, you can.
It's kind of greasy.
The three cheese and add fresh broccoli and add multicolored green peppers. And
that's
she'll love
cooking.
It. And she'll
okay.
think it's something really made.
Can we put it in a pie shell? Because then it makes it like a shepherd pie. That sounds like it all worked together. Is that?
You could.
No.
I wouldn't put
Hamburger
it in a pie.
Is this ground beef, and they have like some noodle with dried up flavoring, and you add some water and...
Well, you make it sound so much.
That's so dangerous with your meal.
Wow. You know what? I know it's time for another caller. And I'm going to take another caller.
He's had it with this abuse.
I just don't want to have to eat Hamburger Helper because it sounds yum. Here we go. The next caller is calling from area code 312-477.
Hello?
Are you?
Yes, I'm me.
Yay, okay, great. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Chicago, yay. And what is your first name?
My name is Jamela.
Jamela, okay, great. Jamela, I'm so glad you called. You've called during our psychic roundtable night, so you've got three psychics on the line with you tonight, and we're all going to read for you. So I'm going to ask you, what was your main reason for calling in tonight?
My main reason for calling is about career, job. Ever since I quit my job I had a few months ago, I've been having trouble finding a job that I like and I want to stay. Mm-hmm. I have some offers now, and I went on an interview, I believe that was yesterday, and the recruiter told me that they couldn't hire me because they reached a limit and they don't want to hire. So I have to go on a second interview with a different manager to see if I can join that team, because the team I interviewed for yesterday can't hire anybody else on that team. So...
Okay.
I was just calling to get some insight about my job situation, see, if I had any good things coming my way.
All righty. First thing I'm going to ask you, Jamela, because I'm getting this really odd energy that I've just got to ask you about. Are you trying to make somebody proud of you? Is that a goal? And this person maybe is no longer on this earth?
No, she's still here.
Okay. Because I'm feeling this really strong presence that you're trying, you really, really want to make somebody proud of you. And that's almost a more driving force than anything else, because you truly want to show her that you're going to do well and you can take care of yourself. Is that true?
Yes, that is. That's my mother.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to tell you, believe it or not, because that's a selfless act. It's not so much that you want to do this because you want the money, which you do. Don't misunderstand me. But I sense that you're, it's almost like, you want her not to worry about you. You want her to know that she's done a good job. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I see that's going to happen. Now, I don't know why I'm going to ask this question, but I have to, because when it gets thrown in front of me like a rolling truck, I have to. Did you have somebody in your life that was killed in a tragic accident almost... it wasn't an accident. It was with forethought, but they were, I would say, murdered almost.
Oh yes, my uncle was murdered. He was stabbed.
Okay.
My uncle was murdered. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm going to say this to you, and I don't want this. If he were to come for a visit, would you be comfortable with that? I don't mean to your house. I just mean like he's coming through to me now is what I'm trying to tell you. And he wants to give you a message, but some people are not comfortable with that, so I'm going to ask you if you are.
Sure.
Okay. All right. And the reason why I know it's really awkward for me to bring this up right now, and I always tell people when the angels bring somebody across or when somebody puts themselves in front of me like this, I feel that there's a reason for it, and I'm meant to pass that message across. And if I wasn't doing my job, then I shouldn't be doing this, and my job is to always be honest. So he's coming across, and he's letting you know, don't try so hard. It's going to happen. Like, you put so much pressure and stress on yourself, and he's saying, don't try so hard. It's going to happen. Relax. Enjoy life. Do you understand what he's saying? Does that apply to you?
Yes, it does, very much so.
Okay. Yeah. He's saying, relax, enjoy life, it's going to happen. You put so much pressure and burden on yourself that you get uptight, and then you feel like you've let yourself and others down when it doesn't happen the way you want. And it will happen. You just have to stop putting so much pressure on yourself, okay?
Okay.
I hope that was okay. Now, I'm not saying you weren't close when he was alive, but he let me know that you're kind of surprised that he came across. Is that true?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. He's saying things are different for him now where he is. He's a very good person, and he sees things a lot differently, and he wants you to know that.
Okay.
I'm also getting an apology. Do you know what he's apologizing for?
No.
Okay. He's just saying, I'm sorry that things turned out the way they did. I don't know what that means, but you should.
I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. You don't have to know now. Think about it later. Maybe something will come to you. And always feel free to call back in. And
I'm going to
go ahead and pass it over. Which one of our psychics would like to take it from here?
I got that she can choose the job she wants. So, and I didn't get much more than that because I was enthralled in what Dr. Jenny was bringing through. So I'll
okay,
pass.
Great. Okay, Susie B?
Okay, what I've got here is what's coming through from Michael the Archangel is to admit the truth to yourself and act accordingly. To be true to yourself in what it is that your choices are, trying to connect with what is what you really want, your truth in your job situation, and not trying to please somebody else.
Not trying to do what?
Not trying to do it for somebody else. Try to connect with what it is that you really want and do it for yourself.
Okay. And if I may, I'm going to take another bolder step here. Did you take some kind of computer test at one of the jobs you interviewed for?
No.
You did not. Was there anybody named Dave that was interviewing you? Dave or David?
Let me see about interviewing with a Dave or David. I've been to so many places. And one guy I don't remember his name. So.
Okay. Did anybody ask you what your skills were in Microsoft?
No, because I usually go for sales. I go for sales, nobody asked me like what's my skills as far as computers. I'm very, 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 very good at computers, so.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing is somebody with the name of Dave, and I don't know, we're getting a lot of feedback on this line, but somebody by the name of Dave is going to come across. And he'll be able, he's the one that's going to interview that's going to eventually give you the job. Okay.
Okay.
And I see that somehow some computer skill is involved. I don't know why I'm seeing this.
Well,
but
the job that I am applying for is a, I guess it's kind of a computer type sale.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that maybe
alarms and computers. So yeah.
Okay, so that fits. Look for the guy named Dave. The guy named Dave is the one who's going to eventually offer you the job.
Okay. Do you know what my chances are of getting the job? I've been interviewing for. I have to go get an interview on.
I do. I am being shown some chances, and I'm going to ask our other psychics, before I tell you what mine is, because I want to see if we're all on the same page with this. Jay, Reverend Jay, what do you see?
Could you pass it on, because I wasn't ready.
Yes. That's okay. Susie B., do you see a time frame in when she may get a job?
I'm seeing a 3. I'm seeing a 3.
Yeah,
bingo. 3 weeks.
I'm getting the exact same thing. I just wrote it down. Jessica, just certify that. So we're getting the same number. So 3 weeks, 3 months, I think it's 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Marianne.
Do you know what about my chances for the job that I'm going on tomorrow? That I'm going out across town again.
And it's Jamela, and I apologize about that. But I see that it's going to be a positive interview, but I can't tell you that they'll have a significant answer for you tomorrow.
Right. That's what I'm picking up as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a choice in what you want. You're going to get to choose. So I would keep interviewing for the perfect job. You know, I just be positive with every interview, and because I really feel like you're going to get more than one choice.
Okay.
And you're going to get to choose.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is.
Okay. All right. Well, stay positive, please. Know that this is going to come to you. We both saw the same number. Jay is correct. I do feel you're going to have more than one opportunity presented to you. It's just making the right choice. What I see is the name Dave, and I see the computer connection. So, and that fits in line with what you're applying for. So we will all say a prayer for you that it happens in God's time, which is soon, I hope. Okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. Dean.
You're very welcome. Okay,
you too.
Take care now. Feel free to stay on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And we're going to go ahead and do that. Now, we're going to take just a – let me see how much time we have left because I want to make sure we get one more. We're going to get one more caller in for sure. I'm going to take just a short break here, guys, and I'll be back on because we are dedicating the show to that wonderful couple from Georgia who had that awful, horrendous thing happen in their lives. And so we're going to just kind of play that donation request one more time, and then we'll take another caller, okay? We'll be back in two.
You know, as you mentioned earlier in the show, there's a wonderful couple out of Georgia who's fallen into some really hard times. The husband suffered a disease called sarcoidosis. He was unable to work. He was able to get benefits through his VA, but his wife, who is a wonderful person and works at dog rescues and actually to prevent four dogs from being put down, now has four dogs in her home. Well, she was coming back from visiting her family, and unfortunately there was a horrible accident in Virginia. The car hydroplaned. It ended up in the opposite lanes of the highway, and she was then T-boned by a Ford Expedition going 70, 80 miles an hour. She has three broken vertebrae, two broken ribs. She suffered a stroke. She's a good person. These folks have fallen on hard times. And as I've said earlier in the show, you know, I don't ever ask for money for anyone on the show. I certainly don't ask for money for what we do on this show. We do it out of the goodness of our hearts because we enjoy doing it. We want to help people. And what I'll say is if you've ever enjoyed anything you've heard on the show or if we've ever done a reading that's worked out for you and you've been happy with it, I'm going to ask you if you can find it in your hearts to make a donation to this couple because this is a time they really need a donation. They have to be able to, anticipating to travel back from Virginia to their home state of Georgia. And the only way that they can do that is through some type of ambulance transport, which is also not covered. She worked for rescues and did not have any kind of health insurance. And so she's in a bad way. They've done surgery, as I've said, and they do anticipate a full recovery in 4 to 6 months, but she will not be able to work. In the meantime, no one's there to pay the rent or the electric or the medications or the physical therapy or even the transport from the hospital back to home. So if you could all dig deep and find it in your hearts to make a donation to this couple, an account has been set up at the Georgia Bank and Trust, and I'm going to ask you all to get out your paper and a pencil right now. And once again, I don't normally do this, but I am asking for this couple, if anyone can find it in their heart to make a donation, I know it would be incredibly appreciated by this couple. Donations can be sent to the Georgia Bank and Trust, and the address is 4109 Columbia Road, that's C-O-L-U-M-B-I-A Road, in Martinez, Martinez, Georgia, 30907. On the outside of the envelope in the lower left-hand corner, put the branch manager's name, Philip Cerillo, C-E-R-I-L-L-O. And on the inside, if you're sending cash, just put a note and put for deposit into the account of Lori Muller, or you can write a check payable to Lori Muller, and on the back, put for deposit only. These donations are greatly appreciated. These two people are good people with big hearts who have truly fallen on hard times through no fault of their own. In this case, it was really the wrong place at the wrong time, and the most important thing, she's going to get back to full health and full recovery, and it's a good time to do a good deed for some good folks. And I will put this information up in the chat room. But once again, Georgia Bank and Trust, 4109 Columbia Road, Martinez, Georgia, 30907. Lower left-hand corner of the envelope, put attention, Philip Cerillo. He's the branch manager. And if you're sending a check, put for Lori Muller, M-U-L-L-E-R. I know it'll be greatly appreciated, and I know I can count on the people who listen to this show each and every week to do whatever they can, whatever little bit they can, will be greatly appreciated by these folks. Thanks.
Woo-hoo, and welcome back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. You know, I know that request for donations really out of sync with what we normally do on the show, but we just felt like it was the right thing to do for some good people.
These guys are struggling, and, you know, if anybody can just help a little bit, anything right now would help them.
Exactly right. So any little bit, if folks can do that, it would be great for them. And when you do good, good things happen. That's a fact. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another call. In the queue here, we've got caller. It looks like it's area code 317 with a prefix of 284.
Hi.
Do I have you on the line? Hi, what's your name?
This is Jamie. I'm from Indiana.
Well, hi, Jamie from Indiana. You're new to the show, aren't you?
It's been a while since I've been on, yes.
Well, good. And, well, welcome back. And how is Jamie from Indiana doing?
I am doing just fine, thank you. I wanted to see what you guys could find out. Just kind of like a general reading for me would be great.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, I know that Reverend Jay likes to hear you talk just a little bit, so I'm going to ask you this, and then we'll go ahead and do the reading. Is there any? We're all going to do a general reading for you. Is there any one specific area that you would hope that we would hit on for you tonight?
Yes. Actually, I am taking a job traveling, and I just want to make sure everything's going to go okay in that area. I'm going to be happy and all that good stuff.
Okay, very good. Who wants to take this first? Is anybody? Jay?
I'm ready.
I'm passing you off to Hey, it's Reverend Jay.
All right, Jay.
Yes, Hey, I got some news for you. I think you need to let go of your fear that you're having now. Are you fearful of this? Are you?
Yes. A brand new huge change, so I'm scared out of my mind.
Right. The first thing that I got right away was let go of that fear. I want to tell you something about fear is an illusion. It's something that the ego tricks us with. It's a defense mechanism, and the reason why it does it, allows you to fight or flight. And so, but it does send shivers to you of fear, and so. So it preps you to run or, you know, stay and fight. So let go of that fear because I got that, you know, that you're going to have a great time. It's a great decision that you've made. And that I do have a question about your health.
Okay.
Is your health really good?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Is there something I should be concerned about?
No, I'm just, it says just to make sure that you take care of your health, because I don't know, if when you're traveling, it's a little bit, you know, it's hard to stay healthy when you travel.
Yes.
I myself do quite a bit of traveling, and so you do have to just remember to take time for yourself, for your body, to, you know, it is hard on your body to travel.
Okay.
So I just pay attention to that and make sure that you honor yourself. And, you know, if you're tired, rest, you know. I mean, and don't feel, you know, don't feel that, you know, that you can't or that you don't have time. You have to make time if it's necessary for your health.
Yes, if I need to sleep, I'm going to pull over and go to sleep. I understand what you're saying. Or if my leg's tired from pushing the pedal, I will stop. I'm with you.
Okay, good, good.
Thank you.
Now, you're not bicycling there, are you?
No. I need to.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jay.
It's just... I got that, you know, it was time to make the decision, and you've made it, and just let go of your fear, because, you know, something, life is experience. Enjoy every minute of it. And if you turn out, you know, say that you've done it for, you know, 3 years, and you decide, oh, I can't travel another day, then, you know, all you have to do is make a change. That's what's so great about life. We have choice. you know. And so if it turns out to be a situation that you don't like, or you're not getting, you know, the income that you wanted or whatever, you can choose, okay, this is not working out to my best and highest interest. I am going to seek an alternative that is going to make me better, happier, and is in my best and highest interest. So don't be fearful.
Wonderful.
Because, you know, God wills you perfect happiness.
Wonderful.
You know, so, yeah, so really, this is great for you, and I see it good for you.
Thank you.
Very good. That was wonderful. I'm going to ask you, did you move recently?
I have not, no.
Hmm. Were you planning on it?
I am planning on, yeah, I went out of here.
Okay, good, yeah, because I see it coming up fairly quickly, as a matter of fact, and I see it in a positive. I see it with a yellow light beyond it, and that's a good thing. That's a positive sign. That means it's a move for the better, not for the worse.
Yay.
And so this is a good thing. And now I'm going to ask you a question, not because we seem to have a zoo on Susie's line, which we've all heard tonight. The dogs
I'm
barking.
I'm so sorry about that.
but
love the dogs. It's okay.
Yeah, we do love animals, all of us. I'm getting you don't have animals yourself?
I do have an animal. I have a cat.
Okay, because I'm getting a strong animal connection to you, and that's what I was a little I'm asking you about that. When you're going to be traveling, who's going to take care of the cat?
She's coming with me.
Good. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, I've been taking her on rides so she can get used to being in the car. I just took her on one today. She didn't like it, but she's living with it.
You know what? She not only will learn to like it, she'll learn to love it, okay, because she'll start to develop an interest in the things around her. Okay.
Good. Yay.
And what I want to say is the thing that you've been looking for is that peacefulness that you haven't had. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, exactly.
That's what they're showing me is going to be coming. It's going to take 3 to 4 months for it to come, but it will come. And when it does, it's just going to make things so much better.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that. That will be so great. I've been looking for that. Find that here, yes.
Absolutely. I actually am getting a very peaceful feeling for her.
Yay.
Yes.
Great, beautiful.
Yay. Do we see that this is going to be a certain place that's going to make me feel this way? Is that what it's going to be?
Susie?
I just see a real peaceful place. Were you looking to buy a home?
I'm not, because, you know, the thing is I'll be going from one place to another eventually.
I see country.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah. I love country with lots of animals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's coming true for you really is an eternal love.
An eternal love? Does that mean like a lover? I'm going to have a lover?
Oh, I like you, caller.
Yes. because she is a very lovable person, very. And I see that coming through, and it could be a message that somebody's sending you love that's passed on. And the first person I'll say that you think about, that's the person that's sending you the love.
My dad, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
very,
I love him.
Yeah. It sounds like you've got a really exciting road ahead.
Yay. It's about time.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Sure.
I just want
to
say, I see very good things for her. I just have this overwhelming feeling of wonderful things.
And I just wanted to add, because I agree with everything that's been said, but I wanted to tell you that home is wherever you are. You know, you can be at home wherever you are. So, you know, don't feel like just because you're traveling and I'm an example of that. I'm renting. I actually own a house, but I'm renting in Florida a room. But you know something? I've been really at home here. So, you know, it can be wherever you are. So,
that's a nice house.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's kind of what I want to do. I want to be home wherever I go, and I kind of want to shed all my things because I don't want to have a lot. I just want to go, you know,
sure.
And maybe eventually reestablish. But for now, I need to go, I feel like.
Wonderful. Beautiful. I think you're right on the right path, and I feel really good about it.
Yay!
I got shivers from it, so.
Yay!
Amen. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, and I hope you enjoyed your readings.
Thank you, I did. Thank you so much for all the readings. God bless all of you. I appreciate
Same
it.
Same to you.
Love to you.
Bye-bye now. Well, you know what time it is. It's that time. It happens every Wednesday night.
I know.
Time to call it a night. I want to thank everyone on our roundtable, Reverend Jay, Susie B., thank you so much. I think this was a first time that we've done this, but it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was great. I had a lot of fun, and it was it's exciting to be, you know, I'm a know-it-all anyways.
Well, you did a wonderful job, you both did, and I want to thank you both for being a part of this. And I'd like to actually do this again next month. I think it's something that is fun for our callers, and I think we had a good time doing it, so maybe we could revisit this again if you both are interested.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Like,
I would be honored.
Yeah,
nothing
me
like
too.
Me putting you on the spot, on the air, right? Okay.
I was going to say, you have no choice.
Yeah, really. All right, listen, to all of our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. As always, we do this for you. We love what we do, and we want to share and help any way that we can. We did have a special show tonight because we were asking for donations for Lori Muller, who was in that car accident. All that information to send that donation is in the chat room, and Susie's been real great about posting that throughout the night as well. If you have any questions or you want to call or you want to donate, you can feel free to call my office at 1-800-375-3446. And I can give you that information again. So, again, everybody, thank you for calling in. Thank you, all members of our roundtable. And you all have a very blessed week.